listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Today, our focus is New Hanover County's Board of Commissioners. There are five board members who serve staggered four-year terms. This year, in 2020, three seats are open. Only one incumbent is running for re-election. Today, we're meeting three of the six candidates. Bill Rivenbark is currently serving on New Hanover County's Board of Education, and he is in the middle of a four-year term. He's a lifelong resident of Wilmington and retired from a New Hanover County ABC store. He joins me now. Bill Rivenbark, welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Tell us first why you want to leave the Board of Education before your term is up, particularly during what some would call a tumultuous time.
It is. I think we've got a hold of it right now. The board changed four people in 2 years ago. There's going to be three more coming off this year. So we're going to have, if I were lucky enough to get on the board, we're going to have seven people with 6 years of experience. We have a brand new superintendent. We have in the process of hiring HR assistant. There's just a lot of changes going on, and the relationship between the school board and the county commissioners is very important. Very important. They are our lifeline. And I think I can help. I talked to the superintendent about it. I think I can help the school board more being on the county commission than I can being on the school board.
Since the Board of Education is the body that makes policy for the school district, New Hanover County Board of Commissioners writes checks, but of course doesn't really make policy. And I guess you could say the power of the purse is the power that they wield over the Board of Education. But why do you think you'll be able to help more as a county commissioner?
Because if you have never, and I didn't know this, but if you've never been on the Board of Education, you don't understand the importance of the relationship between the two. And we're going to have a lot of new people on there. And I would like to be one of them so I can keep that communication open between the board and the commissioners.
You know, some people have argued that the Board of Education has actually worked to protect the school district from a legal standpoint more than it's worked to protect actual children in the schools. What would you say about that, and whether there has been any kind of shift in the board's thinking?
Rachel, a lot of things people don't understand is, just take for instance, when a teacher has been accused of something, we can't just fire them. I mean, that's not the way the laws are written. They should be changed. But even if someone admits to something before it goes through the legal process, we can't fire them. And you know, I'm sure the community, I sits back and says, well, why are you still hiring this guy when he's done this and done this and done that? It's the law. And until they change the laws, there's not a lot we can do about it. But I promise you, we have started a Title IX program. We have started a Ethics 360 program where anybody, a teacher, a student, a parent, whoever, can go to this Ethics 360 program, and it's anonymous, and turn someone in. And when it gets turned in, it goes through the system and then to the sheriff's department, who investigates it. And you don't have to tell them your name. Now, that doesn't work out real good, because if a teacher gave you a C and thought you deserved an A, and you turn him in or her for something that they didn't do, then that doesn't really work out well. But we've done that. We've set programs in place for elementary, middle school, and high school. And it's where we teach kids what's acceptable, what's not acceptable as far as touching, talking, what a teacher says to you. we've gone way overboard, more than most every county in North Carolina, doing things to make it right.
Are you satisfied with where it is now? Do you think that children are protected in the new Hanover County school system?
Well, right now they're at home, so hopefully they are. But when they come back to school, I really feel good about it. But there's never a guarantee. We're just making it where if someone thinks there's a problem, we're going to do everything and we can to find out what it is and get it gone, get rid of it. And we've done those things. We've got a new superintendent. We got a new assistant superintendent. We got new people in HR. We got a new attorney. I mean, we've done some things that we were asked to do. You know, I think we've done a pretty good job. Yes, ma'am. I'm sure people will disagree, but you know.
How satisfied are you with the state legislature's handling of the water quality issue in the Cape Fear region?
I think they could do a little better.
Yeah.
What
should they be doing right now? What should be happening?
If somebody's pouring something into our rivers that is poison, then we should stop it, period.
And if you were to join the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners, what do you think you could do as a commissioner to better protect the Cape Fear region's water supply?
Well, you know, that's not my call, I don't believe. I think that that's something that we would need to go to Raleigh with the state legislature. And I know most of the people that are representatives here, and I can feel like I can pick the phone up and call any of them at any time, and I would.
We've heard from elected officials over the years, and you may have some stories yourself that you're willing or not to share on the record, just about what it's like, what you expect before you're elected, and then what it's actually like being in office. And you've said that you discovered on the Board of Education you had to retire to be able to give it the time that it was actually demanding. It wasn't just one meeting a month.
No.
We've also heard from elected officials that they've had to deal with incredible negativity, blowback, threats, even death threats. Why do you want to hold even higher office when, as we've heard recently, politics has just gotten so incredibly vitriolic?
I've had two death threats. One night after a meeting, one of the deputies came over and he said, "I need to talk to you a minute." He said, "There's somebody has threatened your life, and we have two detectives at your house, and we're going to escort you home." That's scary. And as it turned out, it was somebody that just said something, and they really didn't mean it. And I didn't press charges. You know, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but there's some crazy folks out there. But somebody's got to do it, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. And so you've said that being a liaison of sorts between and some institutional knowledge between the county board and the Board of Education is one of your major reasons for wanting to run. What are some of the others? What are your top three priorities?
I guess I've lived here 67 years. I remember when the city limits used to be at Lonely Supply on Olander Drive. And I live out off Mason Burr Loop Road now. You know, and I've walked out my door and seen a 8-point buck walking down the middle of the road because they have nowhere to go. We've got to leave some space for our friends. But we're growing so fast. I was talking to a realtor the other day. We've got, I think it was 745 houses listed for sale. That's down 45% from last August. There are no houses for sale. When you see an apartment complex go up, you ride by after they plant the last bush and there's a car in every parking space. People are coming here because it's a great place to live. And it's going to continue to grow. We just need to control the growth And I think I can help with that. And to help the school board, work between the county and the school. We meet with, on the school, we meet with them all the time, not as much lately because of COVID, but sit down and talk about things. And that's how you get things done, is talking about it. And then the hospital, that wasn't the major reason, but it was a reason.
Based on what I know,
and it's just what, I'm not privy to a lot more information than you are, but I don't think that the hospital could handle the growth that Wilmington has going on right now. So I think it probably was a good time to sell it. Most hospitals get sold when they're in trouble. We're not in any trouble, and you know, I think we're doing a pretty good job. And the company, the Novant that's coming in, that is possibly going to be buying it. I don't know anything bad about them. We're getting UNC. It's going to be a teaching hospital. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, a lot of cities don't have that.
Some of the issues that are coming up now before the commissioners are defining terms and setting up the power structures, including right. How appointments are made to the board of a community foundation that would be responsible for managing a very large pot of money. And mm-hmm. Right now there are some differing views on whether that foundation should be a component of local government, or if it should just be a separate entity. And of course, we know supporters of keeping it part of local government say there will be a higher standard for fiduciary responsibility. There will be more mm-hmm. oversight. Opponents of that say because of the constraints, it will cause us to get a lower return on our investment. What do you think it should be?
I think that if it does indeed get sold, I've heard that we were talking about not having any elected officials on the board. I don't know about that. Maybe it's according to how big the board is, but I think it'd be nice to have one or two, you know, one from the city, one from the county. But I want we got smart people here. I mean, there's some smart people in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I want to, it needs to be run. We don't need doctors to run. We need some doctors, but we don't need medical staff to run the foundation. We need smart people that'll get all the information and make the best decisions. And that's what most big corporations do.
There is a national conversation going on right now that some would call a conversation about racial reconciliation. We mm-hmm. know that the Cape Fear region is a mostly white region, but there mm-hmm. are efforts here to include other ethnicities and other races in ways that they haven't been included before. And the city of Wilmington recently passed a Rise Together initiative.
Yes,
what
ma'am.
What do you think about changing the name of Hugh McCrae Park to Longleaf Park? Would you have voted for that change had you been on the board at the time?
I don't know. I played out there since I was 5 years old. We got some dark places in our past, and you know, if that makes people feel better, I'm all for it. We need to do some things to figure out how we can all get along together.
And what are some of those things? So that's something then that's happened. What are some other things that you think local government officials need to do?
Creating opportunities for people, hiring, bringing in employers that are inclusive, that we can get people good jobs, fully funding the schools. All the kids deserve a quality education, and they don't always get one. Some of the kids come to school, and that's the most love they get all day, Rachel, all day. We feed them. Our education system's got to be the best. And Dr. Faust, that's just come in, our superintendent, we're like 16th in the state out of 100 and some counties. He wants us to be 10th in the next year or so, and he wants to get us in the top 5. And if we can do that, we'll have one of the best education systems in North Carolina and a lot of other states. But we've got the education part of it. We've got to get everybody a good education and get as many kids in college or Cape Fear Community College or in their technical school.
You are listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Bill Rivenbark is a candidate for New Hanover County's Board of Commissioners. Bill Rivenbark, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for making it easy.
When we come back from this short break, we'll meet the only incumbent running for re-election. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.